shot 65% in the first half, and in the second half the shot stopped falling. Was there a particular reason for that? Was it the zone?
I mean, their zone bothered us at times. We turned it over on 20% of our possessions in the first half. So even though we were making shots, it was still that for some reason it was bothering us. That's probably part of the problem. We didn't get great shots in the second half because that zone was pretty effective. Then we started knocking some shots down, but our effort level just dipped way too far to start the second half, and that was probably the main reason for a lot of those struggles on both ends of the floor.
Marcus, because of the way the team was playing in the second half, did you notice maybe anything with Coach that it was brewing, that he was very frustrated with a lot of players and the officials? Did you see that coming?
I didn't see that particular event happening, coming. Yeah, that spectacle. But I knew he was mad at us because, I mean, I was frustrated with us, you know, myself included, in just our effort and intensity in defense. We weren't taking them out of anything. We like to say, one of our terminology, we were letting them run dummy offense. So they were basically playing 5-on-0 out there on their offensive end. And we couldn't let that happen. You know, that was the first mistake. And then, you know, we thought Theo did a great job of getting in and supporting and taking a charge. Obviously, it went the other way. They called Bryce for a hold or something. And, you know, he kind of exploded. But I think it was a lot of that frustration was at us. And then, you know, a miscommunication with the refs.
How did that fire you guys up after that?
Well, it fired me up. I was ready to go. You know, the game had gotten ugly. It got to 9 or 10 or something. And, you know, I tried to get the guys to know that we needed to ratchet our intensity level up and just push that lead back open and run them out of the gym. And I just kept echoing that sentiment over and over until, you know, it got across. And we started playing a lot harder those last several minutes.
Is that concerning to you, that kind of on the eve of conference play, you're still having swings where you play really well and then kind of lull for a little bit and need something to pick you back up?
Yeah, I mean, that can't happen in an ACC game. Instead of a 9-point game, it becomes a one-possession game or a two-possession game, and then, you know, it's a 50-50 game. You know, whoever makes shots down the stretch wins. So that's the biggest thing there is, you know, it's a little concerning to have that. But at the same time, it got ugly. There was a lot of adversity, and we won by 20-some points. So we responded well. So it was a good little pretest, I guess.
How much did you get up for the defensive challenge against Thornton tonight? And, you know, what was your plan against him?
Oh, yeah. I was watching film on him. He's pretty impressive, guard. He's got a complete offensive game. So it was, you know, he's averaging 19 a game, and I was excited to play against someone of that caliber. It's always fun playing against the better guards. You know, on your schedule, you always kind of circle the games. I didn't know about this one until we started scouting report. But it was exciting, and it was fun to go against a guy that's as skilled as he is. He knocked down a couple threes in the first half. But I think we did a good job of making a lot of his stuff tonight, you know, challenged or difficult.
Marcus, after the tech, were you surprised at all by how loud the crowd got in the final minutes?
I was, you know, it's a little frustrating to have something that crazy happen for the crowd to get into it as much as they did. I mean, it's an exciting atmosphere to play at the Smith Center, to be at the Smith Center. So if we could make it like that, you know, maybe for the beginning of the game, or if things are going well, rather than waiting for something, you know, something crazy like a technical foul and a lot of controversy, it'd be nice. But the crowd did kind of respond and kind of got us fired up.
Is it also frustrating for you, though, that the technical foul was what got you guys going and playing better again in the second half?
Yeah, that's equally as frustrating. That's a good point, is we shouldn't have to have something like that get us going. You know, in the second half, we wanted to not play the score. We wanted to play to get better. We got some pretty important games coming up. If anyone hasn't seen our schedule in the next couple of weeks, it gets interesting very, very quickly, and we want to prepare for that. So, it was a disappointing start to the second half, and it was a great close to the half.
As Coach kind of, as he maintained his intensity that he was talking about Ohio State week, and, you know, talking about me and Roy, all that good stuff.
Absolutely. You know, he's setting the tone. You know, I've taken it upon myself the last couple of games to be the player that, you know, just comes out and tries to make some effort plays, you know, get out and deny a pass or dive on the floor or cut a guy off. Just make the extra effort defensively. And Coach has gone the extra mile to drive home the fact that we can't make the same mistakes over and over again, and that he's really going to, you know, get on us because he knows how good we can be if we continue to buy into what he's telling us.
How do you feel about this team going into ACC play?
I feel pretty good. You know, obviously I'm a guy that's one of our leaders, and even if I didn't feel good, I probably wouldn't say that I didn't feel good. But I honestly do feel, I feel pretty good about this team just because, you know, we've handled some things well. We had a couple losses we shouldn't have had. But overall, you know, our defense is pretty good, you know, statistically. We're rebounding the ball pretty well. You know, I saw a stat, we were third in the country in defensive rebounds, or rebounds per game, total rebounds or something like that. So we're doing all right in those areas, and we have room to improve. So, you know, you kind of have to be happy with that.
What improvements do you want to see?
Just more consistency, you know. At times you say, wow, this team is really tough, almost impossible to score on. And then at other times you're like, how do they give up a backdoor layup with nobody challenging the shot? Or, you know, why are they not containing the screen of the ball that well? I don't really focus a whole lot of my attention on offense because I think that takes care of itself, especially because we can create so many chances with our defense.
How encouraging was it to see JP have the game he had offensively?
He had a fantastic game, you know. They did a good job of locating me a lot of the game in terms of not letting me get some good looks. And Nate Britt started to knock down some huge shots. JP knocked down some shots from the outside. He had 9 or 10 boards. I haven't seen the box score yet, but he was really active defensively. And that's the JP we need to show up, not the one that you know, doesn't go to the boards every time. He was all over it tonight, and minus maybe a couple of those cross-court passes, I thought he played close to, you know, a perfect game.